It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, sunny and hot today and humid, 90 to 95. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, humid, chance of a thunderstorm, low 90s. Saturday, some sun, showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. And Sunday, clouds, scattered showers, 75 to 80. We'll get the full details on that forecast in just a few minutes. Litchfield County is now in the high transmission COVID-19 category once again. The Center for Disease Control has placed Litchfield County in the high transmission category. This is the sixth county in the state now to be upgraded to high transmission. New Haven, Hartford, New London, Fairfield, and Middlesex counties also listed as high transmission. Middlesex was downgraded last week to the substantial category, but was upgraded back to high transmission on Wednesday afternoon. Well, it's official. Masks are required in all Massachusetts public schools at least until October 1st. Students and staff at Massachusetts public schools are now required to wear masks indoors under a policy Elementary Secondary Education Commissioner that put into effect on Wednesday. The Board of Elementary and Secondary Education authorized Riley to issue a mask mandate by a 9-1 vote. As discussed at that meeting, the mask requirement implemented will remain in place until at least October 1st. After October 1st, middle and high school students can lift their mask mandates if they can demonstrate 80% of students and staff are vaccinated against COVID-19. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has recognized higher COVID death counts in a show of transparency. She promised more transparency on her first day in office, and by the day's end, the administration quietly delivered, acknowledging nearly 12,000 more deaths in the state from COVID-19 than had been publicized by her predecessor, Andrew Cuomo. New York now reports nearly 55,400 people died of COVID-19 based on districts data submitted to the CDC. That's up from about 43,400 that Governor Cuomo had reported to the public as of Monday, his last day in office. In Kent, Planning and Zoning has a special meeting. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise wraps up its season. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun, 6 till 9 p.m., featuring two guys in suits and ties. On Friday in Norfolk, the outdoor movie will be presented by the Norfolk Community Association. That will be at 6:30. Ankrum Firehouse Tag Sale happens on Saturday, 8:30 till 3:30 at the Firehouse. More information is available at 518-610-2847. The entire community of Millerton is invited to an ice cream social for the groundbreaking of Millerton Community Park at Eddie Collins Memorial Park. Saturday from 3:30 till 5, the rain date is Sunday. Eddie Collins Memorial Park, which is located on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, COVID precautions will be posted prior to the event at millertonpark.org. Together again, you're asked to join with proof of vaccination on Saturday, August 28th, from 5 until 8 o'clock at 104 Spooner Hill Road in South Kent to benefit the Kent Memorial Library. RSVP to the library. The Northeast Millerton Library used book sale room and the library annex at 28th Century Boulevard opens Saturdays from 10 until 1. The Hillsdale Hamlet Committee Jams in the Hamlet Concert Series, which is free at the Hamlet Park, runs through October 3rd. That's Saturdays 4 till 7 p.m. Food and drink from local restaurants for purchase at those events. In Cornwall on the 28th, walk and talk about metal management with Peter Del Tredici. That is coming up on August 28th. You can meet Democratic candidates on Sunday, August 29th from 3 till 5 at the Indian Rock Schoolhouse Pavilion in Armenia, hosted by the Armenia Democratic Committee. Rolf Jansen Community Library has a concert in the park. Noah Palmer and friends on Sunday at 3 p.m. RoadJanLibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,405.50, the NASDAQ at 15,041.86, and the S&P 500 at 4,496.19. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast in just a few moments.